In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is both our Old Testament reading from Numbers, the 21st chapter, and our Gospel reading from John, the 3rd chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, every Christian learns by heart, at a very young age, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. However, few Christians know the verses just before by heart. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Here, Jesus recalls an event from our Old Testament reading today. It's a bit horrific, really. I mean, the Israelites became impatient, so they spoke against Moses, and they spoke against God. They grumbled. There's no food or water, and we loathe this detestable bread. The Lord heard their complaint. And rather than giving a fish, he gave a serpent. In fact, he gave many serpents. And they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. In truth, they had it coming. The wages of sin, after all, is death. And death did its work. Until the people came to Moses and said in repentance, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. In their dying, their suffering, their helplessness and fear, they cried out to the Lord by going to his prophet and begging him to pray. Prayer is no light thing. And Moses had been put there as a prophet to do this very thing. Now, notice how the Lord doesn't say, "Find out first if they're really, really sorry. And then have them work their way back into my good graces and standing." No, none of that. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent, set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses did. He made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, St. John writes, "So must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Jesus is the bronze serpent. Or better yet, the bronze serpent is all about Jesus. By looking at the serpent lifted on the pole, the Israelites gazed upon the cross. Now, every Christian is used to crosses in church. But very few, I think, would approve of a serpent on a pole. Can you imagine looking at such a hideous sight as a dead snake? And yet, it was the abomination of the cross. Far more horrendous than a snake on a crossbar that became the church's symbol of life. The very symbol of death was made by God into the symbol of life. This, by the way, is the reason crosses traditionally have the body of Jesus on them, the crucifix. The empty cross has saved no one. It's just another instrument of death and torture. But just as Moses lifted up the serpent, and whoever looked at it would be saved, and just as the Son of Man was also lifted up, that whoever believes in him, whoever looks to him in faith, would have eternal life, so also do we lift our eyes to the lifeless body of the crucified Christ. For there in Jesus lies our only hope Our only salvation, our only medicine of immortality, our only deliverance from death, our only guarantee of life everlasting. The crucifix is a confession of faith that God has sacrificed himself for us. This is what St. Paul meant when he said, "For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified," to the Corinthian Christians. This is the conversation into which everyone's favorite Bible verse comes. And now it ought to be clear that John 3:16 isn't our Lord writing a Hallmark card to you. He's not going on about the quantity or depth of his love or some cheesy love song. He's simply explaining to Nicodemus how God loves the world. God loves the world in this way, by giving his own son into death on behalf of those who hate him. Jesus is talking about the cross, how Barabbas goes free and the eternal Son of the Father is bound. He is talking about how the sinless Lamb of God becomes sin for you and suffers the penalty of your sin in your place. How the Creator subjects himself to creation gone awry. This is how God loves the world. In this way, he gave his own Son into death on the cross for us. John 3:16 is about his death. And his death is how he loves the world and how he makes it his own again. Our world is flooded with serpents. Death reigns among us. It takes our wives and husbands, our fathers and mothers, even our own children, right out from under us. We have all been bitten. And some are going quicker than others. But for all of us, the effects are all around us. A sore throat, a bad back, arthritis, a cold, the flu, COVID-19, failing kidneys, a failing heart, depression, loneliness, fear, shame, guilt, and regret. We can't stop it. We are tired. We are beat. A sinful humanity just does not have it in us to stop every disease. We are not as smart as we think we are. We don't understand everything like we think that we do. We will never be able to stop every disease or illness that comes our way. We are weak. We are frail. We are mortal. We will die. As St. Paul says, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of the world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of our body and mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. You were dead. But God, because of his great love with which he loved us, made us alive in Christ Jesus our Lord." God loved the world in this way. He gave his only Son into death on the cross for you, for your salvation. And from that blessed cross, he delivers his salvation to the Israelites of old, gazing upon the serpent. To us, with our eyes fixed upon Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. by the waters of holy baptism, by the preaching of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sins and the life of the world, and by his own body and blood given and shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. The cross is everything, and everything is changed by the cross. Receive this cross at holy baptism, and being joined to the cross in the supper, we too are changed by the cross. Death's reign is temporary. Its powerful grip is lightened each and every single day. And soon, we will hear that joyous Easter refrain. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, grave, where is your sting? Our Lord has mounted the cross and brought death to death. So with St. Paul, we preach Christ crucified. We fix our eyes upon the crucified God, our bronze serpent. More than that, we remind ourselves daily of his love for us by making the sign of the cross, because it is the cross that tells us better than anything who God is and what he has done for us. The Lord had Moses put on a pole the very thing that caused death, a serpent. So our Lord put on the cross the very thing that caused death, sin. St. Paul says, "For our sake, God made this Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for you, so that in him you would become the righteousness of God." And so we are. For God loved the world in this way, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.